This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Our next guest is, of course, somebody that's very well known in our community, Graeme Willett from the Australian Gay and Lesbian Archivers Association, who's here to talk to us about a very interesting new project that I've actually seen very widely promoted and discussed with many of my friends. It's a project that's actually funded by Heritage Victoria. Good morning to you, Graeme.
Good morning.
Great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
So, before we actually talk about the project, tell us about your role with ELGA, as it's well known in the community.
So I'm on the committee. I've been involved since the, somewhere in the middle 90s. And we, it's a membership-based organisation, so we have an AGM, we elect a committee, and we kind of keep things running over.
And you're going through a process of changing your name at the moment.
We are. We've got as far as deciding we will. Yeah, based on quite extensive consultation.
There's been a lot of consultation. You've even had meetings about it.
And it's not over yet, because we've got to the point where we've decided the members, two-thirds of the members want to change the name.
Yeah, it's time.
The tricky bit is what to.
Yeah.
And so that's a whole second stage, really, which we hope to have done by the middle of the year.
Middle of the year? Oh, lordy lord. Oh, well, we'll look forward to seeing that. Maybe you can come and talk to us about what that looks like further down the track. Yep. Now, this project, Heritage Victoria-funded project, tell us about that.
Yeah, so it originally came out of during the last state election, Labor promised to do more about LGBTI heritage.
Which Is that right?
Yeah, it was tucked away in the fine... I mean, not the fine print, it was tucked away in what was quite a long list of promises.
So it was an election promise.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Heritage Victoria kind of has carriage of that sort of thing, so they talked to us and came up with some proposals. And then now... So they're now funding us. They've commissioned the archives to go away and do the work to prepare a report on the 100 most significant places and objects for LGBTIQ plus Victorians.
So what you're doing is that you're inviting the community to come up with suggestions, and then what, you investigate those and document them in some way?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the archives could probably have come up with 100 places and objects just from ourselves and our friends. Although we're really conscious that regional parts of Victoria and some of the suburban parts of Melbourne are likely to be underrepresented. But in any case, we wanted to get people involved in the process because they'll come up with new ideas and different ideas, and it's important to kind of try and draw on that. So essentially we're asking people to send suggestions. There'll be me and the other project manager from Heritage Victoria will kind of shortly prepare a list, and then there's a kind of an advisory committee to look over that and help us make the final decisions.
So the final product will be a report that lists the 100 top listed events, places or objects?
Places and objects, but
places
not events.
Objects, not
so
events,
the thing
I
about
apologize.
Heritage I discovered early on is it's not the same as history. So history includes events and people.
Right.
Heritage is confined to places and objects.
Objects are fascinating. The idea of objects are fascinating. So presumably people are coming. I think the call is for people to come forward with some ideas of what...
Yep.
What sorts of objects have been...
Yeah.
Put forward.
Yes. Give us some examples.
It varies a lot.
Interesting ones.
One of the early ones that came up was a badge produced in 1979 that read, "We're not all straight in the Garden State."
Now, I remember those.
I was going to say, you have to be a certain age to remember what the Garden State meant.
In fact, I remember seeing people at uni wear that.
Yes, I found
and
mine.
Thinking, what the hell?
And then there's stuff going, you know, the archives has, for example, a little handwritten book of poetry sent from one man to another man from my to my friend from his friend. This is from the 1920s. My friend to his friend is coded language for homosexuality in the 20s, which somebody found in a secondhand bookshop.
Wow.
Went, hello, I know what this is, and ended up giving it to the archives.
So we haven't got the pool table from the Glasshouse Hotel in the
Look, honestly, we're open to all sorts of suggestions. The only thing is they have
black
to steal
plastic from Shed 14 at a red ball park.
Shed 14 is on the list.
Yeah, you're talking.
The only criterion really for the first long list is that they have to still exist. So there are places that don't, that people remember very fondly. For example, Vowell's Coffee Shop in Swanson Street, it's now a vegetarian restaurant, but the building is still there, so that counts. We can put Vowell's Coffee Shop in.
Right.
Whereas something that had been torn down, has Shed 14 fallen down yet?
No, I think it's on its way.
I'm sure there's no
black plastic left.
Mm. Oh, there'll be somebody will have some as a souvenir. It's amazing what people collect.
It actually is amazing. You should see the stuff that Macca collects.
Right, yes.
Well, I'm going to have a look at his shed.
The archives have collected a fair bit of stuff too, I know.
600 shelf metres of it.
I think it might have been Jamie Gardner there wading his way through a whole lot of boxes at Thorn Harbour Health, which is where you are at the moment.
Yes. Jamie has his own huge collection of papers and things.
Mm.
There's plenty out there. Narrowing it down to 100 is going to be the tricky bit.
Mm.
Early on we thought, well, let's say 70 to 100.
So you've given us one place. Give us some more examples of places.
Then there's kind of places, you know, there's the big obviously iconic places, things like Parliament, St. Patrick's Cathedral, places that have shaped queer life, with their laws or their attitudes or whatever. And that'll be included, the city baths where people used to quote unquote hang out and pick each other up. So there's kind of big iconic places.
At the pool.
At a pool, never.
No.
Or a beach.
Amazing,
how would that happen?
Port Melbourne Beach.
Plenty of the St Kilda baths are gone. We've got some great photos from that period. So the buildings can be those kind of places, but they can also be places like the Prince of Wales or Club 80 or the Pier and places like that. As you say, the Glasshouse has a kind of, you know, long history of association with lesbianism and the recurring attempts to get bars started and going. And certainly I think I can't think why that wouldn't be on the list, really.
Mm. Make sure someone puts it forward.
Oh, we can put stuff out. Part of the advantage of an advisory committee is that somebody can say, hey, wait, we've forgotten this. Because people are pushing forward really lots of really good ideas.
And I guess the challenge then is to work out what the top 100 is. So yes, what sort of criteria or how do you do that?
Well, they have to still exist. That's part of one of, you know, they have to be physically
still there.
Yeah, still there. There's also then we want to make sure we've kind of covered Melbourne, the suburbs, the regional parts of the state. So that will be important.
So you're getting many from the country?
We're getting a few, actually. We've had Warrnambool sent us a list of four possibilities the other day.
Wow.
We'll probably go and visit. Ballarat has a good queer history group, and they've already given us a few suggestions. We can go and visit places too, like Bendigo, and I don't know why you do Daylesford because it's all gay all the time, but actually it's all lesbian all the time. But, you know, I can imagine, we haven't decided, entire towns could appear. And then I was thinking about things like Northside and Southside, Commercial Road, you know, it can be regions or streetscapes as well.
So are you looking for the sorts of things that have helped define us as a LGBTIQ community here in Melbourne and Victoria?
That's certainly true, but in fact the stuff that we didn't know about or, you know, it was only tucked away in the archives. Like we've got this lovely set of love letters from one man to another man from the 1920s, which a friend of ours found in the public records office. They were in the criminal file one of these men who was arrested for the relationship. And they're just beautiful letters. And you couldn't actually argue they'd shaped Victorian life at all. They were just two letters, I think two letters between two men, one of whom got arrested, charged, and they kept this stuff. So sometimes there's the history out there that we don't know about, and we're keen to capture that and roll it in as well.
And, of course, during midsummer, the archives host history tours. Are you doing that again this year?
We've done that.
Yeah. I think you should do more than one, though.
Yeah, we do. They fill up fairly quickly.
Yeah, to do more than
one. It's so fantastic just to understand, you know, a bit about our history often just a bit past our living memory, sometimes just a minute.
Well, the Fitzroy one this year went back to the 1860s, which is before our time.
Yes, well, I've got to say I'm a bit annoyed because I went online to actually book myself and it was gone. I thought, maybe I'll just turn up anyway and... I could have done that. Now, Graham, look, this has been a fantastic conversation and a really, really good project. If anybody out there that's listening this morning has got some more ideas, how can they submit them to you?
So Heritage Victoria set up a website, and if you Google Engage Victoria LGBTI, you'll come up with the Engage Victoria site where you can just put in your ideas.
As easy as that.
As easy as that. That's why we're getting a lot of good submissions.
Fantastic. And what's the timeline for the final product?
We want to collect all of the ideas and start to produce the final, start on the final list at the end of February with a view to publishing in the middle of the year.
Great. Hmm. You might release that with your new name then.
And look, the middle of the year is really packing up. The Pride Centre, the new name, a philanthropy program, you know, we're kind of... We're kind of relaunching ourselves.
Good on you. Fantastic. Good on you. That was Graham Willett. Graham Willett from the Australian Lesbian Gay Archives. Thank you very much for coming into the studio this morning and telling us about this really exciting project. And we look forward to talking with you more about that mid-year.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.